Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 20. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Police throughout southern Illinois are continuing to search for a missing woman from West Frankfort. On Wednesday, family members of 28-year-old Lauren Elizabeth Pree filed a missing or endangered person case with the West Frankfort Police Department. Police there say that Pree was last seen leaving her home in West Frankfort on September 20th. Pree is a white female, 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing around 125 pounds. She has several tattoos on her body, including her face, and it's believed that she was last seen in Mount Vernon. West Frankfort Police and Mount Vernon Police are asking for your help in finding Pree. Anyone with information about her disappearance, or who knows where she might be found, should contact the West Frankfort Police Department at 937-3502 or the Mount Vernon Police Department's Crime Stoppers line at 242-8477. The Fayette County Crime Watchers is offering a $300 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a 21-year-old Vandalia man. According to the Vandalia Police Department, Cameron J. Sarchet is wanted on two outstanding warrants out of Fayette County for escape and theft of government-supported property. The police department is asking the public for assistance in locating Sarchet. Anyone with specific information regarding his whereabouts is asked to contact the Fayette County Crime Watchers at 283-1986. Photos of both Pree and Sarchet may be found on our news headlines page. More news next.
Holiday Open House is Sunday, November the 18th, and at B-Way Design and Decorating, we stocked our showroom full of unique gifts and seasonal decor. During our open house, save an extra 10% off clearanced Magnolia home furniture, and we'll have flash sales throughout the showroom. Of course, we'll have refreshments, and you can register to win a $100 gift certificate. Also, fill out your B-Way wish list and be entered to win a Park Hill candle. Come celebrate with us. We'll be open from noon to 5. For unique and stylish holiday gifts and personal service, shop B-Way Design and Decorating in Fairfield.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmine walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Little Giant Grocery Outlet is your hometown grocer. Quality goods, they serve their own families. Save this week on country-style ribs, only $1.19 a pound, and frozen boneless chicken breast, just 99 cents a pound. You'll also save now on Best Choice chili beans, 39 cents a can, and tomato juice, just 89 cents for the big 46-ounce can. Get Stokely's Pumpkin, now two 15-ounce cans for just $1. Your dollar buys more at your hometown proud Little Giant Grocery Outlet. Prices good through November 12th.
In other news, the Secret Santa Committee, based out of the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, has announced its event kickoffs and deadlines for the upcoming Christmas season. The Secret Santa Tree will again be located at Kincaid's in Fairfield, and the committee's first event will be tomorrow when they will decorate the tree at Kincaid's, placing what tags they have collected thus far on it. They will also sponsor a bake sale and pork burger sale tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The public is encouraged to support the cause at the sales and to help even more by taking a tag and helping make someone's Christmas bright. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that all offices and facilities open Monday through Friday will be closed Monday in observance of Veterans Day. Facilities open Tuesday through Saturday will be closed tomorrow. All offices and facilities will then reopen with normal operating hours on Tuesday. Individuals can visit the Secretary of State's website, cyberdriveillinois.com, to locate the nearest driver services facility and their hours of operation. In addition, drivers can change an address, register to become an organ and tissue donor, or renew license plate stickers online. The monthly meeting of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees will be held on Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. at DiMaggio's in Fairfield. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information is asked to call 847-2321. Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker says voters trust him to clean up government, end conflicts of interest, and reform campaign finance laws. The Democrat spoke to the Associated Press on Wednesday, fresh off a Tuesday victory over Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. He says voters didn't trust Rauner to rid the government of corruption. For his part, Rauner routinely demonized Pritzker and the powerful House Speaker Michael Madigan of Chicago as corrupt dealmakers. Pritzker spent $171 million of his own money to get elected. He says he will take a comprehensive look at reforming campaign finance laws, and that will include considering public financing, an idea floated by Senator Daniel Biss in the Democratic primary for governor. The new governor will be inaugurated in January. He says he will spend his first legislative session working on a balanced budget, funded in part with tax revenue from legalizing recreational marijuana. Tom Taylor, from the local 708 Mental Health Board, introduced Angie Hampton, CEO of the Egyptian Health Department, to the Wayne County Board at their meeting last night. Hampton provided board members with a brief synopsis of the mental health services that Egyptian will begin providing in Wayne County on December 1st. Hampton stated that initially, the local office will consist of 6 employees, with 4 being hired locally. The agency will provide adult, youth, and children's mental health services, along with substance abuse counseling. The youth counselor will be working closely with schools and the probation office. Hampton further stated that they had met with a representative from Fairfield Memorial Hospital to discuss crisis work in the area. Egyptian's office hours will be Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., with evening hours on Tuesday when they will be open until 8. In other board action, Comprehensive Connections, a private substance abuse counseling service, requested to temporarily use office space in the Wayne County Courthouse, which the board approved. They will be exploring the possibility of expanding their inpatient service if the local need warrants. Comprehensive Connections will also work in cooperation with Egyptian Health. The board also unanimously agreed on the budget for next year and will vote on its approval at their next meeting in December. County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow provided a review of this week's election and advised the board that new election equipment will need to be purchased in the near future. A possible combination of precincts could reduce the cost of equipment. In routine business, the board approved Drainage District Commissioner appointments of Ernie Sork, Ray Glover, and Bill Vaughn. It also approved a contract renewal with the North Wayne Ambulance Service. The Edwards County Board passed their budget yesterday with one notable change. The dispatcher's budget, which had formerly been a line item under the Sheriff's Department, was set apart as its own department in terms of the county budget. Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bawey told the board before the new budget was officially passed that should the dispatcher's budget be moved, he would no longer assume liability for their work. Bawey said he didn't want to move the dispatchers from under his department's budget, as the Sheriff's Department currently handles dispatches for county deputies, city police, firefighters, and the ambulance service. The Edwards County Clerk's Office commented that, though the dispatcher's budget was set apart, it is not yet clear what department will now run dispatch, though Sheriff Bawey says County Commissioner Dwayne Lear would like it placed under the 911 department. Lear was not immediately available for comment. The boil order that was issued in the village of West Salem for all residents east of Main Street and south of North Street has been lifted. Customers in those areas no longer need to boil water to be used for human consumption. Frontier Community College recently awarded the Clements Elizabeth Cox Scholarship to 2 nursing students. The semi-annual scholarship awards $500 to 2 second-level nursing students at FCC. The Clements Elizabeth Cox Scholarship has been awarded to Bethany Sutton of McLeansboro and Macy Locke of Fairfield. Both Sutton and Locke are on track to complete the associate degree in nursing in May of 2019. Clements Elizabeth Cox and her husband Jim Cox operated the Western Auto Store in Fairfield for many years, and they were the builders and first operators of the Uptown Motel. The Memorial Scholarship was established by Jerry Cox of Mill Shoals. Frontier also recently awarded the Vicki Lemons Memorial Scholarship for the fall 2018 semester. The $500 scholarships are awarded semi-annually to nursing students of FCC. The 2 recipients this year are Elizabeth Fortier of Crossville and Sarah Williams of Flora. Vicki Lemons was well-known and loved at FCC and in the community, and the scholarship was established by her family and friends in an effort to give back to the students she loved helping so much. To learn more about the two-year nursing program through Illinois Eastern Community Colleges, contact Frontier at 842-3711. The Edwards County High School will conduct a Meet the Teams night tonight for its winter sports programs. Parents will have an opportunity to take photos and see some of the work done by the girls' and boys' basketball teams, as well as the cheerleaders, in advance of the season. The night will start with photograph opportunities for boys' basketball at 5:15, cheerleaders at 5:40, and girls' basketball at 6. All players and cheerleaders will then be introduced at 6:30, and the basketball teams will begin their scrimmages at 6:45. Admission to the event will be a non-perishable food item, and all food collected will be donated to a local food pantry. The Fairfield Veterans Day Parade is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 2, with parade lineup on 1st Street. The actual route itself involves the parade heading down Main Street to the old Airtex parking lot. Before the parade begins, though, the day's festivities will kick off at the Catholic Church, according to Sheldon Bunting.
There's a veterans breakfast at the St. Edward Catholic Church from 7 to 9. And if you would like to attend and have breakfast, Dennis and the Flying Zerlinis are actually cooking that down there at the Catholic Church. But Dennis would kind of like to get a head count, so we have his number here. So if you want to attend, call Dennis at 618-599-8168 and let him know you're going to be there.
As the day wears on and parade participants get ready to begin, Clifford Reaver, appearing on the Community Connection program, says they will have some help before the parade starts.
I would like to also add that the ones that are in the parade to come in from the North Side Grade School come south on 1st Street from the North Side Grade School, and there'll be four guys stand alongside the parade route that'll tell you exactly where to park.
Reaver says Carter Trucking has provided two semi-trailers that veterans will be able to ride on should they so choose. Anyone wishing to ride in their own car is welcome to do so as well. After the parade ends, Reaver says the Fairfield Elks and Fairfield National Bank will have a meal for all parade participants, not just veterans.
Saturday, after the parade, all the ones that participate in the parade are invited to the Elks Club for a meal, which is furnished by the Elks Club and Fairfield National Bank. Anybody that is in the parade is welcome to go to the Elks Club afterwards for a meal.
Not just that, anybody in the parade.
Matt Kinney.
Once again, the Veterans Day Parade will begin at 2 tomorrow. Secretary of State Jesse White and religious leaders are working to dispel some of the myths about organ donation as part of the National Donor Sabbath. Kim Howard has the story.
There are several misconceptions about organ donation that prevent people from signing up. That includes religious concerns. But Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe's Reverend Ezekiel Sanchez says donating is considered an act of love.
We encourage people to see organ donation as an act of charity, as an act of caring for someone else, especially at that last moment of our lives where the only thing we have left to give is ourselves.
Secretary White says people also worry that doctors won't try as hard to save their lives if they're an organ donor. Pledge to give the gift of life online at lifegoeson.com. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says a limited number of Illinois firearm and muzzleloader deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors through December 2nd. Or until quotas are exhausted. Illinois archery deer and Illinois archery fall turkey seasons are open through January 20th. Those permits are also available over-the-counter at DNR direct license and permit vendors. Additionally, resident hunters can apply for the first lottery for 2019 Illinois spring wild turkey season permits online. Anyone seeking more information should visit the IDNR website at dnr.illinois.gov. The application deadline for the first lottery for 2019 resident spring turkey permits is December 1st. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Eubinger's Furniture Company is having a huge financing special. Now, for a very limited time, take advantage of no-interest financing up to 3 full years. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. Yes, you heard right. At Eubinger's, we know how to help you save big and get all that new furniture and bedding you've been longing for. But hurry before it's too late. Only at the 3-year free financing sale and only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 38. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,957, down 234. The NASDAQ is at 7,390, down 140. And December crude oil is at $60. That is down 67 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 80-year-old Ellery resident Dolores Jean Jones died on Wednesday at her home. In the summertime, she gardened and liked to go to rummage sales and secondhand stores. Jean Jones is survived by a daughter, Brenda Vaughn of El Dorado, 4 grandsons, a granddaughter, daughter-in-law Rita Jones, 2 sisters, 3 brothers, and 6 great-grandchildren. Visitation for Jean Jones will be held on Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be Monday at 1 p.m. at the funeral home, with burial to follow at Bethel Cemetery near Ellery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
OBGYN practice Asbury & Associates specializes in advanced minimally invasive surgery using the Da Vinci robot. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced Da Vinci surgeon in Southern Illinois for fibroids, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, or other gynecologic conditions. These minimally invasive procedures require only a small incision. You'll experience fewer complications. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies and a high of 45. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 20. And sunny skies tomorrow, tomorrow's high 40. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 45 and a low of 30. Rain or snow is possible on Monday. Monday's high will be around 40 with a low of 22. And then partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 30 with an overnight low of 15.